worship him. We worship you. Hey, Mahashabagaya. Sheko baga diga liga yegabayana hasa Dios. Thank you, Master. Worship you. Pray upon the service tonight. Let not one person leave you at the same. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. First Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance undefiled, incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. And those of us who are like that are kept by the power of God through faith. Kept by the power of God through faith. I speak of the subject kept, and that is preserved by faith. In this first preservation service of the year, our objective is to understand the keeping or the preservation power of faith. Please take care of every sound that is not part of the preaching. Understanding the keeping or the preservation power of faith. It is confirmed that faith, and that is faith in God, is a major preserver of life and destiny. There are many who would have long died before their time, except for the force of faith. In Scripture, we see examples of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who could have been destroyed by the fiery furnace of King Nebuchadnezzar, but for their faith in God. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar himself speaking, he said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him." Who trusted in him. Who had faith in him. Who believed in him. He delivered his servants who trusted in him. And have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. He delivered them who trusted in him. Faith in God is a preserver of life. It's a preserver of destiny. You remember that those who accused Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the same fire. And the fire slew them. While they were casting them into the fire slew them. To tell you the heat of that fire. The same story was Daniel. Daniel could not be meat for the lions in the lion's den of Babylon because he believed in his God. In Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 23, we see how Scripture said, "Then was the king exceeding glad for him," that is for Daniel, "and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den." So Daniel was taken up out of the den, taken up and taken out. And no manner of hurt was found upon him. Why? Because he believed in his God. No manner of hurt was found in him. Why? Because he believed in his God. This night I see somebody who is coming up and coming out. Wherever the enemy kept you, you are coming up out of that place and you are coming out of that place in the name of Jesus. And I don't know the harm or the hurt that has been organized for you by the devil. Today, that hurt and that harm shall be destroyed by the power of God. No manner of hurt was found in him. That was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then we just saw Daniel. Example number 3 will be the example of Job. Job could not be buried before his time because of his faith in God. Job was afflicted multiply in Job chapter 14. And in verse 14, he said, "If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come." All the days of my appointed time, I am not going to die before my time. That was what Job was saying. I have an appointed time on the earth and no devil can shift me from here. God had it, the devil had it, the affliction had it. And Job said, I came all the way to announce to somebody, you shall not shift out of life until your appointed time is due. Will you say amen? Say it like a believer. The God who saw you through 2020 will see you through 2021. No stray bullet shall be your portion. No enemy arrow shall be your portion. And that of your family. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. Your life is not at the mercy of the devil. Your life is at the mercy of your faith. It's not at the mercy of your circumstances. It is hanging on your faith. Hanging on your faith. Why do I say so? I have several testimonies. I read the story of a young man. He was very, very thirsty. I think it was in the chemistry laboratory. And he went into the fridge, the refrigerator. And there you have water, and then unknown to him, there was concentrated hydrochloric acid or sulfuric acid. It was colorless. He carried it and drank before he realized that this was not water. You know, when a man is thirsty, you just gulp in anything before you realize what you are drinking. And a fellow lab attendant or lab scientist said, oh, you just drank acid now. And you see, you don't keep quiet when your destiny is being decided. And you don't allow the enemy to have the final say. No, he realized. Job had said at a point, he said, if I hold my peace, I will give up the ghost. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You just drank acid just now. He said, never. It cannot be acid. I just drank water. It cannot be acid. I just drank water. No! And that is consistent with scripture. In Mark chapter 16 verse 18, he said, they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, deadly thing means what can kill, what can make you die. If they drink any deadly thing, it turns into water in their body. It cannot hurt them. Masha koko bagadagalagalala. He didn't say you should go and look for acid to drink. He's saying that you drank acid by accident, or you happened on serpent by accident. Your faith is strong enough to reverse the verdict and send it back to hell. I speak to someone here today. No accidental intake shall take out your life. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. No, this is not water. This is not as I just drank water. A woman in our midst went for her routine antenatal check in the hospital. This will be like 19 years ago, 18 thereabout. And they gave her a report of HIV positivity. She looked at the report and looked at the doctor. She said, this is not my result. Now, I am not pushing you to quarrel with doctors. But she was very firm. Front of the laboratory scientist that gave her the result. This is not my result. Give me my result. He looked at her and said, what kind of woman is this? What are you talking about? Said, I said, this is not my result. This cannot be my result. The Bible said, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. He said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it unto you. He said, life and death is in the power. Mashakoba Gadagaya. This is not my result. This cannot be my result. The laboratory scientists decided to check and realized that truly it was not her result. Another person's result was written against her name. Two names were similar. And the person made a mistake and wrote. Now, if she didn't stand by faith, she would have collected a wrong result and became and would have become afraid because of the result. And then the affliction will follow the fear to enter. Faith is a preserver of life and destiny. Let God be true and let every devil be a liar. I told you the story of during the second World War bombings in America. A woman was sleeping. Heavy bombings. People have died left and right. In the morning, the military were checking the place, went into a house, knocked on the door, and found a woman sound asleep. People had died in rubbles, and her house was standing, sound asleep. They woke her up. Madam, how can you be sleeping with heavy shelling and heavy bombings all around? She told them, I have to sleep because he that watches me never sleeps and never slumber. Psalm 121 and in verse 4. He never sleep, he that keepeth Israel, neither slumber nor sleep. She said, if he is not asleep and I am not asleep, it is a waste. If he's not asleep, I will sleep. The reason why he is not sleeping is so that I can sleep. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. I decree preservation upon your life, upon your family, upon your children in this season. As he that watches Israel never sleeps nor slumber, you shall sleep very well. Everyone who is battling with sleeplessness, it is over forever. Over forever. Over forever. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I don't have zero problem with sleep. I can walk for as long as I want to walk, and I will sleep anytime I want to sleep. I can sleep with coffee in my mouth. Zero impact. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Because there is a peace of God that passeth understanding. That is the truth. That is raw truth. Lipton, zero effect. My wife is aware. Zero, zero. The way they say people used to use Lipton and coffee to be awake in exam, you are talking to the wrong person. Faith is a preserver of life. My wife was pregnant. I came back from a 72-hour call. Obstetrics and gynecology call. 72 hours labor ward call. And the labor ward call keeps you on your feet night till morning. Because most times the children want to be delivered in the night when you are meant to be sleeping. Only for me to return back home, my wife was 3 months pregnant and she has been bleeding exactly for those 3 days. I don't think those were days of GSM or anything for somebody to call anybody. She has been bleeding exactly for 3 days and told me, honey, it looks like I have miscarried. And she's a medical doctor. And she's a woman. So she knows what it means. The level of bleeding she has bled. She knew that it was not possible for the pregnancy to be retained. I didn't answer her at first. Not that I was rude or that I was careless, but I was angry. The first thing I said is, what did I say? Huh? Can I have water to bath, please? From the same woman that says she is miscarrying, that is bleeding. You say, give me water to bath. What? Is this a wicked man? She said, honey, didn't you hear what I just said? I said, I have been bleeding for 3 days. And it looks like I've miscarried the child. I told her, I said, 1 billion devils in hell cannot force down that child. 1 billion. They need to manufacture more demons. I wasn't a pastor. I was a Christian on fire for God. Very rugged, very brutal. 1 billion devils can push down the child. There was no discussion, no more. There was nothing way, nothing beyond that. Pregnancy continued. And the child was born. And the child is looking now. Pregnancy continued. Continued till tangible conclusion. If I was out of faith, and I say, oh, well, okay, let's do an immediate evacuation then. Let's move back to the hospital. Let's do it. Let's do an immediate evacuation and trust God for the next child. It would have been gone. Nobody knows the potential that would have gone. And nobody knows the one that is to come. Nothing is too lost to be found. Nothing is too lost to be found. If faith is in place, nothing is too lost to be found. If faith is in place, I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, everything the enemy is trying to take out of your life, I declare restoration. Now! Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I am kept, I shall be kept by the power of faith. Take your seat. At times, you act, you behave in faith, and you talk, you look stupid. But the stupidity of faith is better than the mentality of failure. How does faith keep or preserve the child of God? Very, very quickly, for the salvation of time. Number one, faith kills fear. Because faith and fear are mutually exclusive. They are metrically opposed. Faith cannot coexist with fear. Faith kills fear. Fear only exists in the absence of faith. In the same way that darkness only exists in the absence of light. Did you get that? Fear only exists in the absence of faith. In the same way that darkness only exists in the absence of light. Jesus spoke to his disciples in Mark chapter 4 and in verse 40. When they were shaken by the storm, he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? That is, you can't have faith and have fear. Why are you so fearful? Why is it that you have no faith? It's because you have no faith that I can see this fear. If faith was there, fear can't be there. Why is that important? The death of fear is paralysis of enemy activity. Where fear dies, there the activities of the enemy are arrested. The death of fear is the paralysis of enemy activities. The wickedness of the devil is arrested in the absence of fear. Because Job said, the things which I greatly feared, they have come upon me. They have come upon me. Do you understand? Fear brings calamity. Faith kills fear and nullifies every intention of the enemy. So faith keeps you by keeping fear away. Number two, faith moves God to the scene of life's battles and situations. It moves God to the scene. Anywhere God sees faith, he moves in. He moves in. He moves into action. He doesn't need a separate invitation.
It moves God to the scene of life's battles and situations.
Hebrews chapter 6, 11 verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible to please God means impossible to move God. Because if you look at Hebrews chapter 11, he gave a chronicle of all the things that moved God, the faith people. What does that mean? When God steps in, the enemy falls off. Doesn't just clear off, he falls off. When God steps in, the enemy falls off. When God takes over, it is over. That was what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. As God stepped into battle, the battle of Jehoshaphat with the Ammonites and the Edomites and the Moabites. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 22. God stepped in, God stepped in, God stepped in, God stepped in, and God, and it was over. God stepped in and the enemy cleared off. Everywhere God steps in, the battle ends. I don't know who is in the middle of this, of any battle. In this season, Jehovah shall step in and the enemy shall clear off. In this season, God shall take over and it shall be over. Shout the loudest, amen. Number three, faith draws on supernatural strength. It draws on supernatural strength. So faith people are strong people. It's not possible to be in faith and be weak. Faith people are strong people. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11, the Bible says, by faith, Sarah herself received strength. That was not just physical, it was supernatural strength. At the age of 100, strength. Acts chapter 3, verse 16, concerning the cripple that was healed, the Bible said, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. It made this man strong, physically, mentally, and otherwise. Romans chapter 4, verse 20, talking about Abraham. The Bible said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in the frequency of faith, giving glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, this is exciting. He said, watch you, stand fast in the faith, behave like men, be strong. When you stand in the faith, you are ruggedized as a spiritual man. When you stand in the faith, you stand in strength. Stand in the faith, you stand in strength. And what is the importance of strength? Strength deflates battles. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 40, the Bible said, he said, for thou hast guarded me with strength to tackle the battle. Psalm 18, verse 39. Thou hast guarded me with strength unto the battle. You have subdued under me those that rose up against me. Whenever you walk in faith, you walk in strength. And when you walk in strength, whatever comes against you, you subdue it. Whatever comes against your life, you subdue them. Whatever comes against your destiny, you subdue them. When you walk in faith, you walk in strength. When you walk in strength, you turn the battles back to hell. That was what the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 6. He said, the Lord shall be for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. When you walk in faith, you walk in strength. When you walk in strength, your life cannot be the battleground. The devil's gate is the battleground. The battle is in the gate of the enemy, not in your gate. I just spoke to somebody now, but you didn't hear it. Everyone whose life here has been a battleground before today, I prophesy by the mantle of fire that I speak tonight, that battle is turning to the gate of the devil.
You will not continue to fight battles and waste your life. If you use all your time to fight battle, what time will you use to make progress? In the name that is above every name, Jesus of Nazareth, everyone that is a victim of unnecessary battle of life, tonight the battle is terminated. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Say it like a believer. Take your seat. I'm excited with this teaching tonight. You turn the battle to the gate of the enemy. You only faint in battle when your strength is small. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, the only explanation is that your strength was small. But if you are in faith, you are in strength. And if you are in strength, you are not permitted to faint in battle. When the enemy say, hey, you tell him, hey, 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 hey. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You reply, you shout with 10 shouts. Hey, hey. You say, hey, hey, hey. Everyone here who is a victim of spiritual weakness, tonight the end of that weakness has arrived. Shout the loudest, amen. What does faith do for you? The first we said, faith kills your fear. Faith then moves God to the scene of life's battles, and faith draws on supernatural strength. Number four, faith is a spiritual shield of defense against arrows of destruction. It's a spiritual shield of defense against arrows of destruction. To be faith-filled is to be shielded. You are faith-filled, you are shielded. Faith-filled, shielded. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16, it said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all, not some, all the fiery darts of the wicked. Every arrow of the enemy fired against you is returned back to hell. You know, we live in a very highly spiritual world. Somebody went to the market and then was confronted by the person she went to buy something from and held a sensitive part of that person's body physically. Said, leave me alone. What kind of thing is this? And the person said, can somebody not play with you? Listen, this person went to the dream and slept that night and saw another person in the dream holding the same place in the dream. And that one was now releasing disease. He said, I release disease. I release affliction. He said, back to sender. Back to sender. But what happened in the physical was a spiritual transaction. Flying arrows. Flying arrows. Devils looking for who to bury before their time. But they will never find you. You take faith. It's a shield that fences back to hell. And right now, I announce today, every arrow that has been sent already, or those planning to be sent in the course of 2021, I declare they are retrieved and refired back to senders, back to senders, back to senders. Shout the loudest, amen. So, to be, please sit down, to be faith-filled is to be shielded. To be faithless is to be shieldless. That will never be your portion. Number five. Faith
establishes the saint in the presence of God. This is very interesting. People of faith, they walk closely with God.
When you see anybody with authentic faith, God is very near him. Example, in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5, we saw concerning Enoch. By faith, Enoch was translated. So, Enoch was a man of faith. And in Genesis chapter 5, verse 22 to 24, Enoch walked with God. Verse 24, Enoch walked with God. Enoch, the man of faith, also was the man who walked with God. Example number 2, Abraham. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, we saw how Abraham was the man of faith. The man of faith. And Abraham walked with God. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, God speaking to Abraham, he said to him, and when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared unto him and said, I am the Almighty. Walk before me. Walk. We are together. And be thou perfect. And in Genesis chapter 19, verse 27, Abraham went to the place where he stood before the Lord. Where he stood before the Lord. People who walk with faith, who walk in faith, they walk closely with God. That alone is a shield. Elijah, the rugged, brutal man of faith that can call fire anytime. That one said, before God, whom I stand. 1 Kings 17. I am standing before God permanently with him. Faith keeps you in the presence of God. And when you are in the presence of God, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is nothing to fear, for thou art with me. Thou art with me. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. That was Psalm 23 verse 4. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He dwells there. Am I communicating? The presence of God is a preservative of life. No matter how mad a madman is, he chases a child who is sitting on the lap of his father. Then his madness, he will know that madness passed madness that day. He will know that there is a madness that can pass madness. You chase the child sitting on the lap of his father. The same manner, when you hang around God, your prayer for protection is reduced, if not deleted. God save me from witch, save me from wizard, becomes unnecessary. Am I communicating at all? Faith, people of faith, they walk closely with God. Your challenge tonight is the challenge of developing your faith to the point where your walk is close with God. Finally, number 6, faith connects the saint with the life of God. We're not just talking about being in his company now. Faith draws on divine life. It says, the just shall live by his faith. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. The just shall live by faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 11 and Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. That was not ordinary life. You draw, like the woman with the issue of blood, drew on the virtue, on the life and power that Jesus carried. Faith draws on the virtues and life of God. That life is unmolestable. That life is indestructible. That life is indomitable. It's an unquenchable life. It's not a chewable life. It's not life that witch can chew. Did you hear what I just said now? The last witch that killed someone in your family is the last one forever. You heard the testimony of this young man who just testified. A witch that was killing and molesting everybody and bragging. He had an encounter where the Spirit of God, through God's servant, visited the place and demolished the man's house in the dream. Dealt with him. And he's laid to rest. During this December, we went to a particular community. In fact, many communities. One of them, premature death, disease ravaging. From that altar, declaration was made. The ravages was instantly arrested. I stepped into a compound of a family people. All of them went on their knees. Prayer was offered. Rural rugged evangelism. He sent me a message this evening. He said there is a notable wizard that had been tormenting that family. I wasn't aware. I only went there to pray. I stepped there. Yes, walking. Notable wizard. That wizard is cooling his head inside Mother Earth. And now, about probably just confessing his sins in hell. But he's confessing too late. The last time they overpowered you and your family in the spirit realm shall be the last forever. Can you say amen like a believer? A louder believers, amen. Take your seat. Isn't faith wonderful? Faith belongs to all of us. Doesn't belong to some few people, superstars or some church where this is a faith church. Our own is not a faith church. Our own is a holiness church. Our own is a prayer church. Our own is a prophecy church. Never. Faith. The Bible calls Christianity the faith. A great majority of the priests were obedient to the faith. Faith belongs to everybody. Now, what is the way to the preservation? How is preservation faith developed? Faith for preservation, how is it developed? Number one, the knowledge. Let me instruct you. Number one, know God. Not just about God. Don't just know church. Know God. The knowledge of God is foundation for winning faith. That's the first thing to note here. He that cometh to God must believe. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that God day, there is a God. There must be an awareness of the reality of Jehovah. No God. The knowledge of God is the foundation for winning faith. Second, the knowledge of God releases strength for exploits. The people that don't know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. You only doubt who you don't know. When a stranger is giving you promises, you can't believe him. No God. No wonder Paul the Apostle cried, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10. Ask God, reveal yourself to me. Out of your word, show me who you are. Father, help me to know you. It is only those who don't know God that think they know God. My passion for the knowledge of God is increasing on a daily basis. Know God. Number two, know what God can do. I am not talking about head knowledge. I'm talking about revelational knowledge. What God can do. Know the capabilities and the abilities of God. It takes you to meditate on scripture, meditate on testimonies, whatever. Just know God. Know what God can do. John chapter 10, verse 37. Jesus was telling the people, he said, if I do not the works of my Father, don't believe me. 38. But if I do, even if you don't believe me, believe the works.
If you can know what God can do, belief is easy.
John chapter 2 verse 11, the Bible said, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him.
The works of God provoke faith.
What was it that gave David faith to bring down Goliath? The God who delivered me from the lion and the bear, he will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine.
It was the work of, and God heard, the devil heard, Saul heard. Somebody say amen. I've mentioned it before, but we are going to mass produce miracle documentary books. Just materials. We'll just be reading and reading and reading. We had one before, but we need to update them. Just know what God can do. Know what God can do. Finally, possess light for preservation. Possess light for preservation. When you are face to face with darkness, the only thing that is of use is light. When faced with a door, the only answer is a key. Not a cry. Not a talk. Am I communicating? You need certain knowledge, certain awareness. How many of you know that light is reflective? Give you a practical example. When you see children in class, those who don't know book, their faces are naturally dull. This is very practical.
Okay, no, okay. Let's leave there because there may be some who are gentle. Now, when the teacher asks a question,
those who know the answer, their faces lighten up.
Those who have no clue,
may he not point me, please. This teacher should not point at me, please. At any embarrassment. Then the teacher, seeing that the child is hiding, say, you there. You dropping your head. Stand up. Can you recite Newton's laws of universal gravitation? Trouble.
Light is very reflective. Anywhere there is light, it reflects. The devil identifies lighted people. Even in the midst of the dark, in the midst of the night.
And light is the fuel of faith. Let me give you an equation. The weight of your faith is directly proportional to the strength of your light. Again. The weight, you see, light is in degrees and faith is in levels.
The weight of your faith is directly proportional to the strength of your light.
Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You are so occupied with the fact, with revelational light and insight, that the witch that can take you out before your time has never been manufactured.
So there is no story of any witchcraft after you that makes any sense.
You move about with a bulldozer, like a bulldozer that has no break. You see, when construction was going on here, Uncle Com, one of the vehicles was on the way to the garden. It rained. It was established in the ground. It remained in the ground. 11 or 12 tire tipper. Vroom, 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 vroom. Just remain in the ground. I think we brought some other vehicles to try and push it. Try, push it. Just remain there. Just remain there. So, he just remained there. He was not moved. That is how life is. There is a level of faith that will not move some things. Until you develop it to some level. Then, we brought a bulldozer. The other one tried to push it like this. This guy didn't even, he didn't do twice. Move. Hey! Whatever has not moved before today, your faith will move it tonight. Will you stand up on your feet with a loud shout of praise? A loud shout of praise! A loud shout of praise! Light means you sat on that verse of scripture, or you are listening to a message such as this, or reading something in this kind of thing, as if light turned on inside you. What? Is this what the Bible said? And I have been tolerating this in all these years. And I've been allowing myself for them to feed me in the dream. When it comes, instant boldness, instant anger against what must not be. Desperate action. You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your days. Say a louder amen. I told you the story before. In a particular year, many, many years ago, the beginning of the year, I saw in a dream of the night where a demon, green-eyed, terrible demon, and you know the devil is very daring. He carried Jesus Christ according to scripture. He lifted him. So there's nobody he cannot dare. You know? And he was giving himself deadline of when he will die. That's that devil. I didn't wake up in the morning to bind it. Because the devil can't tell me my lifespan on earth. He didn't create me. My schedule on earth was determined by my maker. It wasn't a prayer point. Neither did I tell my wife about it. And you see, there are actions that messes up the devil. If he sees your fearful actions, it emboldens him to do the things he wants to do. That was how Smith Wigglesworth left the devil in the parlor. He heard noise, rocking chair in the parlor. On his rocking chair, he came, saw devil with his horn. Say, devil, are you the one? I thought it was something more important. He is. I went back to the room and slept. Slept on the devil. And the devil was not devilish enough to pursue him to the bedroom. He wasn't devilish enough to suffocate him till morning. I'm sure that devil will regret the day of his creation. For such a molestation. That was how it happened. And he didn't say nothing. It was when the timeline the devil gave himself passed. Then I told my wife. So I saw one useless devil at the beginning of the year who said so and so to himself. So there was no need to tell you because I knew it was inconsequential. But I want to let you know such a thing happened. And that happens only because of your awareness. You know that you know that you know. Huh? You are moving now with strength and a little boy, small boy, say, I will kill you now. He has nothing in his hand.
He said, let me fight you now. I'll finish you now. And see you matured man with muscle. It's only insanity that will make it a concern to you. It's only if you are mad that is a concern. You follow what I'm saying? Or you are passing by Hilton Junction and dog is on the 17th floor of a story building doing you, whoa, and you are moving on the road. Even if it was a lion, and you are moving on the road. If you start running, you need psychiatric attention. You are indifferent. That is what faith does to you. It just gives you certain awareness that makes you unruffled. Today, something new is happening for somebody. This year, God will show you something. Not just this year, starting from tonight, your eyes will be open to His word, open to instruction that will change your story permanently. Lift up your hands and appreciate Him for what you receive tonight. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Appreciate Him tonight. Appreciate Him tonight. Appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. Lift your voice and speak to God. Appreciate Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Father, we thank You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Blessed be Your name. Honor to Your name. Adoration to Your name. Worship to Your name. Thank You. And thank You. And thank You. In Jesus' precious name. Quickly, our intercessory prayer tonight will just cue in to this word we have received. Take the communion, take the anointing, and we are true. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
draw me close to You.
Draw me close to You.
Show me who You are.
Show me who you are.
Give me a knowledge of who You are.
Give me a knowledge of who You are.
Again, say, Father,
Father,
I am asking tonight. Draw me close to You.
Draw me close to You.
Open my eyes to know You.
Open my eyes.
Show me who You are.
Show me who You are.
Reveal Yourself to me, Lord. Like You revealed to Moses.
Like You revealed Yourself to Moses.
To Paul the Apostle.
That I may know You, Lord.
Show me Yourself, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray tonight, people.
Show me Yourself, Lord.
Open your mouth and pray that I may know You, that I may know You, and the power. Mashakala ya 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 ya. Leparana maya gada ya la la hashala la.
Show me Yourself, Lord. Show me Yourself, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and say, Father,
manifest Your glory
in my life,
in our church,
in our nation,
in this season.
Manifest Your word
in my life,
in my family,
in our church,
in Dunamis,
in this nation.
Show me
Your works
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Show me Your works.
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 Show me Your works. Show me your works. Show me your works. Show me your works, Lord. Show me your works. In Jesus' precious name. Open down my eyes that I may behold wonders from your book. Psalm 119, verse 18. Father, let me see what I haven't seen before out of your word. Faith building light. Open me up to it. From this month, in this season, this year, lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, open my eyes that I may behold wonders out of your word. Father, open me up to faith building light. Light as I have not seen before. Open my eyes to light from your word. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Lift your hands and say, Father, today I reject the spirit of fear in my life. Fear, you have no place in my life, in my destiny. Oh, you fear, I command you in the name of Jesus. On your mark, get set, get out. Open your mouth and pray. Out of my life, get out of my life. You have no place. You have no place. You have no place. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, lift your two hands and say, Father, give me access to your presence this year like never before. Help me, help my family, help the church, help our nation to experience your presence like never before. I receive that grace to be established in your presence. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Receive that grace. Of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I receive a baptism of supernatural strength this year. I cannot break down. I receive the baptism of supernatural strength. Now the Bible says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. One more time, say, Father, I receive the baptism of supernatural strength in 2021. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I receive the release of divine health.
This is your prayer for health for 2021. No hospitalization. No admission. For you or for your family members.
You say, you shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take sickness away from the midst of you.
Lift your voice and say, Father!
Now, and for anybody here, any deposit of hell in your body,
after this communion tonight, it is flushed out of your system. Every deposit of hepatitis or sickle cell anemia, HIV, deposit of cancer, deposit of disease, tonight is the end. Lift your voice and say, Father,
I receive
my release of divine health, divine vitality, energy for the journey of 2021. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Finally, lift your hands and say, I receive
the baptism
of divine life.
No witch,
no wizard,
no ancestral curse,
no covenant
shall determine
my lifespan
on the earth.
I receive
a baptism,
the release
of divine life.
In this season,
this year,
and beyond.
I
receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.
Receive it.
Jesus Christ. You have heard a very brutal message. What do you want to ask God personally? For 2 minutes because of time. Father, let me this year step into that realm of faith that will conquer and dominate the devil on every side. Give me the grace. Assist me with light from scripture, with the baptism of the spirit of faith to deal with the devil on every side. Whatever else you want to speak to God, do so in 2 minutes. Go ahead.
In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Three quick things. Time is taken because we have just this first one for the year. We have other preservation services, but this is very critical. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. You are in need of forgiveness for your sins. Having Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want mercy. You want today to be a new day for you. Pick your Bibles and pick up your bags and quickly rush to the frontier and let us receive you. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly come forward here. I hope there is bus service in the midweek service, at least to area one. If there is none, there should be in the course of this fast. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Quickly.
I give you the count of 7-1. Rush forward quickly. 2.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody see.
You need your sins. You need an addiction of life broken, the negative habit, wrong habit. Please pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here as well. All right. While they are doing so, place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me, and thank you for answering me. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of the enemy be broken off your life, and grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name, amen. Will you give them a place nearby where they can be part of the communion? I've got my mind made up.
And I won't turn back. Because I want
Jesus
someday. And I know. Because I want to see my
Jesus
someday. I've got my mind.
Stretch your two hands in front of you as I prophesy upon your hands. Harvest shall look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Everything belonging to you kept back by the devil, I declare immediate release. What is yours shall look for you, and I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Pick up your offerings. Jesus must be honored in my life.
Jesus must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah.
Jesus must be honored in my life.
offerings and begin to thank the Lord for what you are presenting. Go ahead and do so. Go ahead and do so. Go ahead and do so. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the return of harvest to every giver. Hands lifted will never drop to beg. In Jesus' name, I declare that systems shall lose peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Pass it on very quickly. As the offering drops immediately, the communion will take their position.
Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life.
Everybody singing now, Jesus must be honored,
must be honored.
And lift it higher. I can actually get your bottles of oil set. I feel highly convinced that there are very, very many testimonies tonight that we have not been able to. What? You have your communion, lift it up. All right. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. By the speakings of the blood of the one who knew no fear, knew no doubt, and knew no unbelief. Every spirit of fear, doubt, unbelief dies now! He said in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, the blood, the life of all flesh, is in the blood. The life of the master
is in his blood. He said in John chapter 6, verse 63, 53, he said, it is the spirit that 53. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. That is unkillable life. If it is your time to go, it will not be said, somebody killed you. If it is your time to go. Therefore, by the reason of this life of the Master, receive that same life in your system. Life that cannot sustain diabetes, that cannot carry hypertension, that cannot carry HIV, that cannot carry coronavirus, life that cannot carry hepatitis, in the name that is above every name, life that cannot house and accommodate cancer, that life steps into your life now. Life that cannot be snuffed out by a ritual killer, by a kidnapper, by a terrorist, by a witch or a wizard, by an armed robber, by a hired assassin, that life is stepping into your life now. Whatever cannot withstand that life, be flushed out of your system. Tonight and in the year 2021. Overnight, anyone who needs surgery, you will receive the surgery. Every encounter that will set you free from the witchcraft covens and occultic strongholds and strong rooms, those encounters will occur to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Immediate healing, immediate deliverance. Not just people here, but everybody watching online, in all our locations around the world, and everybody watching from all around the world, the life of Jesus is in you now. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Shout the loudest amen. Open that communion and take it with thanksgiving.
By your blood, oh Lord, by your blood, oh Lord, by your blood, oh Lord, you set the captives free. By your blood, oh Lord, you set the captives free. By your blood, oh Lord, by your blood.
It is done in Jesus' name. You have your bottles of oil, stand up with it and lift it up. Tomorrow will be strictly 5:30 p.m. to 7. We have had very massive attendance for the prayers. If you are not part of it, don't do yourself such injustice. Ensure you are part of it. While that oil is lifted up, I'd like you to listen to what the Lord showed me. Lift it up. Right, let me speak on this first. Father, in the name of Jesus, look at Psalm 102, Psalm 105, verse 12 to 15. We'll read that shortly. He said, when they were but a few men in number, yeah, very few, strangers in it, when they went from January to December, from one kingdom to another, from one people to another, he allowed no man to do them wrong. That is, this is a journey. This is a journey. January to December, across the country, across the nations of the world, if you need to travel, He allowed no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes. If you can rebuke kings for your sake, how much more ordinary people? He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Take a little of that oil in your hands. By the reason of this anointing, both you, your house, your household, your children, your family, everything that pertains to you, they have become untouchable. The dog gave birth to children in our house. And they brought one of the baby dog that it was blind. Right? The eyes were not seeing. Dog born. I said, in this house, the devil does not know where to go. That was how the dog was anointed. Eyes open. Eye has to open, right? Eh? The eye wasn't formed. Born eye wasn't formed. Not blind eye wasn't formed. Congenital malformation. Birth defect. In this house, dog born. In this house, no eye. Impossible. Did that devil make mistake? Did you misread? I was reminded of that when I said, nothing near you. Nothing near you. Not you, not your children, not your family. Nothing near you. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He suffered no man to do them wrong. By the reason of this anointing. By the reason of this anointing. By the reason of this anointing. Everything near you. Everything around you. Is declared unharmable. Is declared untouchable. In the name of Jesus. Take a little of that oil in your hand now. It's already happening. Lift your hands. Before you place that oil on your head, the Lord showed me. He said that this year, He is in a hurry to release many things because the time is short, and so much must be achieved. He showed me that as the devil is doing his overtime, the Lord is also doing overtime. For people who are ready. I heard today some nations like Holland is on lockdown. Germany is recording very terrible COVID, the new COVID mortality, devil doing his overtime. He said to me, the darkest of days for the world is the brightest of days for the church. You don't understand what I'm talking about. The kind of opportunity and the kind of opening you never saw since you were born, it will happen in this season. He says he's only looking for faithful, reliable, dependable people to entrust with many things. Mantles. Fire power. Mashoko Bagada. Heavy financial resources. Favors. Positions.
all you are going to tell the Lord, I am available, Lord. I am available, Lord. Close that oil and drop it so that it doesn't pour. In case, I am available, Lord. 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 The darkest of days for the world is the brightest of days for the church. It's looking for faithful, reliable, dependable people to entrust many things in this season. Mantles, fire, power, resources, favors, positions. I am available, Lord. That is what you are saying. Are you saying that? I am available, Lord. I am available, Lord. I am available, Lord. In Jesus' name, lift your hands high. So this oil is both releasing for you your seal of preservation and releasing for you what God is releasing in this season. The positions, the favors, the massive resources, the mantles, the fire, the power. Left-sided headache is getting healed in this course of this service. A right-sided eye condition with pain through that eye is also getting healed here. Every form of cancer, pain, swelling is disappearing right now. Every is showing me witchcraft attack going. Ulcer, central back condition also going right now. Lift up your right hand now. So you are receiving receiving multi-dimensional visitation tonight. Father, let the fire flow. Let the power flow. At the count of seven, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on your head. Receive the fire, the mantles, the fire, the favor, the resources, the position. Receive intensity of spirituality. Receive preservation. Receive divine life. At the count of seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 7, I receive. Multiple encounters. Turn around. In Jesus' precious name. If God does something between now and this time tomorrow, you will testify. Shout the loudest amen. So that testimony is released. That delay is over. That's your word. That delay is over. That delay is over. Lift up your two hands, everyone. If you are here for the first time, that's right. Help her there. Help her. Mashagobayayayayayash. Mashetopalagayagadia. Hey. Mr. Livarina Yina Mayadayaya. That delay is over. Over. Thank you, Master. First time, I step forward and let's receive you. Today is your first time in Dunamis Church. Pick your Bibles and bags and step forward. The rest of us, you are released in the name of the Father. Tomorrow prayer is fire, raw fire, 5:30 p.m. The Lord bless you, keep you, cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. And the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us now.